This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The jury that convicted Lee Boyd Malvo of capital murder in the Washington, D.C. area sniper shootings has now sentenced the teenager to life without parole and a $200,000 fine. The panel of 8 women and 4 men deliberated for less than 9 hours before reaching that decision. Jury foreman Jim Wolfcale made a brief statement outside the courthouse.
This case was both mentally challenging and emotionally exhausting. Deep thought and consideration has gone into our deliberations and the decisions that we reached. We, the jury, wish to extend a heartfelt sympathy to the victims' families and friends. Thank you very much.
Well, joining us now from Chesapeake, Virginia, is NPR's Jackie Northam. And Jackie, the jury here was noteworthy for what it didn't do. It didn't impose the death penalty. What was the reaction in the courtroom when everyone realized that they were giving Mr. Malvo life?
Well, it depends, what side of the issue you were on, Robert. The family of Linda Franklin, whose murder Malvo was convicted of, her husband just sat in stone silence, staring straight ahead, absolutely impassive, no emotion on his face whatsoever. Mr. Malvo himself showed very, very little emotion. He had looked at the court clerk who read it out, and really nothing changed on his face when, you know, she said life imprisonment rather than maybe what he was expecting, which was the death penalty.
Let's go over the charges that Malvo was convicted of once again. There were 3 charges. One was simply a weapons charge.
That's right, and that obviously wasn't a capital offense. The other 2 were capital offenses, and both of them had to do with the killing of Linda Franklin last October during last year's sniper shootings. They're sort of compounded. One had to do with the killing of Linda Franklin during an act of terrorism. Now, that's whether the prosecution tried to say this was all part of a broader act of terrorism to intimidate the government, to spread terror throughout the community. So that was one charge. The next charge was killing Linda Franklin and one other person, and they named that person as Dean Myers, pardon me. And that charge there had to do with killing more than one person within a 3-year time span. And again, he was convicted on both of those.
And then in the sentencing phase, his defense lawyer, Craig Cooley, whom you mentioned earlier, argued that given Malvo's childhood, he was susceptible to manipulation by the older John Allen Muhammad, and that he did not deserve the death penalty. Is the assumption there that the argument worked?
Well, there certainly is. And, you know, it always goes back to it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And Craig Cooley's closing statement yesterday was not only eloquent, it was bordering on poetic. You know, and we've talked a lot about this since. We've talked with legal analysts. We've talked with the lawyers themselves. If anybody was sitting on the fence at that point, whether to give him the death penalty or not, that may have pushed them over that side. So that was part of it.
Is it possible that given there were other killings for which neither Muhammad nor Malvo has yet been tried, that this young man could yet face a capital offense once again and possibly the death penalty?
He certainly could, Robert. He is. It came out during this trial that he admitted to 2 other killings, one in Washington State and another one in Maryland. There's other murders sort of spread all across the country, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Montgomery, Alabama. So he, even if he had got off on this one, this was certainly not going to be his last time in court.
Thank you. No, hold on. It's not still going to finish that sentence.
I'm sorry. And he could face a death penalty if it comes back to Virginia again.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you very much, Robert.
NPR's Jackie Northam speaking to us from Chesapeake, Virginia.